MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. More than 4 years after surveillance footage showed 18-year-old Alexis Avila of Hobbs throwing her newborn baby in a dumpster, she is finally on her way to prison to serve her sentence. After a year on house arrest in 2023, Avila was convicted and sentenced to 16 years in prison. Her legal team immediately filed an appeal, and a judge agreed to keep her out of custody while that appeal made its way through the court. Wednesday morning, Avila's attorney made one more push to keep Avila from serving the full 16 years, asking a judge to reconsider her sentence. But the judge ruled that the sentence would stand, and Avila was taken into custody in order to begin her sentence. At the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, Democrat lawmakers introduced the largest proposed state budget in New Mexico history with House Bill 2 at about $11.1 billion, more than a $250 million increase over last year's budget, and it represents a nearly 3% increase in recurring state spending over the current budget. Some of the record spending includes earmarking $25 million to expand loan repayment programs and give raises to University of New Mexico medical residents and fellows, $100 million in funding to address housing shortages, homelessness issues, and tribal housing issues in the state, and $224 million towards health care in hopes of keeping marketplace insurance premiums lower. Lawmakers are also pumping more into funding district attorneys and courts, including preventative programs with $3 million annually for a diversion program at CYFD, and $2 million for crime reduction grants through the New Mexico Sentencing Commission. Lujan Grisham said free universal child care is high on her priority list, and lawmakers are dedicating $80 million to the program, with most of that earmarked for education wages. And on Thursday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed several bills that aim to address medical compacts, immigration detention, and transportation bills. Senate Bill 1, named the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact Act, could help alleviate the state's doctor shortage by automatically licensing out-of-state doctors when they come to New Mexico. Senate Bill 2 would provide $1.5 billion in funding over 20 years to help improve roads. And House Bill 9, the so-called Immigrant Safety Act, would shut down immigrant detention facilities in the state and possibly bankrupt up Torrance, Cibola, and Otero counties. And that's the state of things today. I'm Blake Ovard, and this is MTD Radio News.